Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Steel. Yes, this is Paul from over at the tech desk. Actually, talking about the Rancor, I did a little bit of research during the show.
Oh, sweet.
And you were talking about the origin story. Mm. Apparently, it exists.
Oh, God.
There is a short story called A Boy and His Monster, Rancor Keeper's Tale. It's a short story by Kevin J. Anderson that provides the backstory for Jabba's Rancor and Malakili, apparently, his name.
Oh, of course.
Here's the summary. This is the summary of the story. Malakili is overjoyed to have custody of Jabba's Rancor, but he resents the captivity of what he considers such a magnificent beast. Over time, he and the Rancor develop a certain rapport, which convinces Malakili that he must find a way to free the Rancor. To this end, he makes an agreement with Jabba's local rival, Lady Valerian, to transport both himself and the Rancor to a remote planet where they might live together untroubled by others.
Oh my God.
Wow.
However,
that just makes that scene so much sadder now.
And it was a day out from when it happened.
Actually, however, the date set for the escape fatefully coincides with the arrival of Luke Skywalker.
Luke Cockblocker.
God, the Rancor Keeper sounds like he votes green.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
Hi guys, my name's Darren.
Okay, Darren.
So I've got a perfect panel here for this question. In the movies, they try to attempt at humour. It's either really bad or okay. Mm. What do you think? What are your thoughts on...
Oh, that's not a good setup. For no.
What are your...
And you guys seem pretty bad at humour.
I'm an expert.
What do you think the role of humour should be in the movies?
I think that, going back to the Rancor, that is a funny scene when he's crying. I know it's sad now we know the backstory, but that's just...
Xavier loves it when animals die.
Yeah, I'm a big... nothing funnier, all right? A big old animal dies and then their owner cries. That's not a matter. But I think it still needs to be there. I think the humor needs to be like... Han being cool and cocky, but also then being made fun of sometimes, and that sort of stuff. Sort of having the characters and the humor just sort of making fun of them and making seem a little bit more, have a bit more depth, instead of in the prequels where they were just Jedis with no real problem. Just like, I'm a Jedi, I'm the best. Boop, 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 just solve this. I can breathe underwater. Well, not like that thing, but still, you know, like. Yeah. Humor should make the characters a little bit depth.
Absolutely. And it gives you relief from the very serious scenes. But it was done, like you said, it was done really subtly, just through like sort of a, like even the translation of Chewbacca, when he's like, he says this, and you know, it's that kind of funny joke. But in the new movies, like with Jar Jar Binks, it was just kind of forced. It was like, they were like, let's just put comedy in there because this is going to be hilarious.
Mm, yeah.
And it was just awful. And going back to, you know, when Yoda was doing the little kind of sketch with throwing stuff out of
But it was used
backpack.
As a way to so that when he became more serious, there was a difference. There was a light and shade there. So using the humor as a way to go, all right, you think this is just a wacky little character? No, he is the boss.
Yeah, but Jar Jar Binks was just this horrible. It just didn't need to be in there. Hasn't someone cut a version of the first episode and just taken any mention of Jar Jar Binks out?
Nah, he just is. Just doesn't talk as much. It's right. the Phantom edit. So we did an interview with that guy.
Because it's hard really. Like, I remember watching that one, and there's a bit where he does that big old flip into the water. So they just sort of fade away, because you can't cut it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise no one's getting in the water. So it just ends in like, we should go somewhere. Yes. Nothing. So you need to see him. Yeah. Mm. Go in.
I don't know, just, yeah, not as forced and a lot more... actually, this is a pretty good rule. No humour that relies on CGI.
Yeah.
And I think if you think of all the jokes that don't work in The Phantom Menace or in the whole prequels,
yeah,
they're all CGI. So there's like those... That open mic spot that C-3PO did during the Genosian battle. Oh, boo! Boo! Oh my God. That was like that whole it's a dragon. Oh, that was just...
But I think it'll be okay because J.J. Abrams is good at humor. He always makes the characters, he makes them have depth, like at the beginning of...
yeah, but the thing is, it's like...
Remember the beginning of Into Darkness when they're all sort of running and what's that opening bit? Have you seen it in Star Trek Into Darkness?
Where the whole planet's about to erupt and then...
Yeah, and they're just sort of just little jokes between each other and it's showing like it's like the fucking Captain Kirk's being a douche again.
But it's usually like, create relationships between the characters.
It develops the relationship.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah, I think if it's done, I think as a rule, if it's done from real things on the set, like whether it's, R2, they have some funny moments and stuff like in the original, but just, yeah, if it's just with things that are actually there, not things that are computer generated and no, like... fart jokes and all that.
Wouldn't it be funnier with a laugh track on it as well?
Yeah.
And some Benny Hill on it.
Are you talking about Star Wars or this podcast?
also it's funny, speaking of J.J. Abrams and humour, in the end of Super 8, have you seen the little zombie film the kids have made? They show it, I think, either before or after the credits. It's hilarious. So good.
I've got to watch that
funny.
Again.
It's really, really funny. It's really great. So I reckon humour's going to be fine. It'll be good.
I just think because of that committee thing, like this is just like one dude thinking what's funny and no one being able to say that blows. But
it's kind of like Live from Planet Earth when Ben Elton was making, and like I love Ben Elton stuff like Young Ones, but he apparently was just making that show, writing it pretty much by himself.
Yeah.
Well, all he needed in the corner was just Steel to go, that blows.
You know, that blows, guy.
I'm going to get some more writers.
Yeah. And that's all you do. You don't give anything else. You just go, that blows.
Your job title is The Blow Man. Which sometimes on a Friday gets completely read wrong.
Well, I'm glad that nickname now has got another meaning. Imagine we're all packed into the cinema at midnight on the 18th of December.
I'm so excited.
And you just hear from across the cinema, that below. So it's like, oh, that after show podcast is going to be pretty grim.
Or the other alternative, the film ends and we all just look to you and you just go, that doesn't blow.
Oh, man. I don't think my body is going to be able to withstand that night. Anything else, Darren?
No, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. We've got one last question before we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, this always, it's always trouble when she gets up.
Yeah, thanks, Steele. I'm Catherine from Melbourne.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
So you were talking about the starting music to Star Wars. So what are your feelings about the Fox logo, maybe, or the 20th Century Fox logo maybe not being there at the start? Because for me, it's part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Disney castle instead. I would leave out the word maybe. It's not there.
It's not there at all. There's like, no. Well, it is going to feel
unless it's the Fox
weird.
And the Hound logo.
The 20th Century Fox and the Hound.
I'll be okay if they replace it with Sid Ubu Sid.
or Dick.
Dick? Yeah. Or Dick. Dick.
Yes. Dick.
It was, and they were a production company for that, remember that cartoon with the cops? Future Cops or something.
Oh, I think it was just called Cops.
Just Cops.
Yeah.
Why would you call
fighting crime in a future time?
Dick. Is it Dick at the end? So yeah, Dick or Sid Ubu Sid. No, but I totally agree. I reckon it's gonna be a few. I have the same feeling,
or maybe like Mickey Mouse going, I'm rich, bitch.
own you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This blows.
But I had the same thing when I went and saw Lord of the Rings, and it wasn't just the New Line thing. It actually felt weird. I remember going, I didn't realize until I saw it. I went, oh, yeah, I'm used to watching it because I've seen it so many times, going New Line and then that's a little weird little that thing.
I'm fine with it because I like what it represents, like is a positive, but I really hope they just the Disney thing. I don't want any fucking like
you probably won't get any fucking if it's Disney.
I don't want any Tinkerbell flying around the Death Star. I don't want any.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like, she gives like people the Force.
Yeah, I just want
give a little whistle.
Just show Disney. Just
a quick either just the says Disney or it's just the castle, just enough. Just enough.
Yeah.
Just thanks. Hey guys,
keep it really down. And then
lighting
and
lightsabers, stormtroopers. These are a few of my favorite things. When my dad dies and his head cuts off, oh, he's so good.
I hope they do. Remember, like before, you'd watch a Disney or Warner Brothers feature, they'd have a short cartoon which was slightly on theme. They should do that. There should be a little Disney cartoon just before the actual film.
Ewoks, they're the heroes of the forest moon.
I fucking love that cartoon.
Oh, and what? That's an actual thing.
There's an Ewoks cartoon.
I thought you guys were improvising like champions right there. I was like,
yeah, we were.
How do you guys both make up that song at the same time?
It was so good. It came out after Caravan of Courage.
Yeah.
Which I thought was the best movie ever. Watch it again. Don't watch it again. It's so good and then it's not.
It blows.
Yeah. Totally does.
But yeah, I just want very subtle Disney and then, and this is the best. When that Lucas film comes up on a midnight screening and everyone just goes mental. It is so good. Like, I just love that people cheer the corporation. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
It is just so good. But yeah, what are you worried? You're a bit upset?
Well, it's the type of thing where growing up, I thought it was Star Wars music.
Mm. What is this thing that you refer to growing up? Oh. What's that about?
None of us have grown up.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is that kind of drum roll at the start, that as if you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You're going to break that down a bit. So Jimmy does the music.
Okay. But it's actually on the soundtrack, which is, you know, I guess that sort of does make it, you know, that extra bit of iconic that when you buy the soundtrack, you get that the corporation's advertisement at the start.
Yeah.
And people go, yeah.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.